Welcome to PR Talk, sponsored by the PRSA of Oregon and part of the MPN, the Marketing Podcast Network. I'm your host, Amy Rosenberg, founder of Veracity and author of A Modern Guide to Public Relations. So you have reached the portion of the podcast where I'll be going over portions of my book, A Modern Guide to Public Relations. And so if you have any questions or want more information, you can either drop a comment below or you could pick up a copy of the book anywhere they sell books online, if it's a major bookseller. And if you disagree with anything I'm talking about, or you have a better way to do something, definitely let me know. You can follow us on social. We're at Veracity Marketing on Instagram and LinkedIn. And you could give a comment. You could also tell us maybe you want us to cover something else. We are open to suggestions. Thank you for your support. Hi, everyone. So I just wanted to be sure to mention blog posts as a PR tool, because they're like a huge PR tool. In fact, they can not only take the place of a press release. So I've always been saying blog posts are the new press release. I'm sure everyone's sick of that. But they can also take the place of a pitch, kinda. Okay, they can help structure a pitch. There's like almost too much to say about it, which is why we'll get into it when we cover. If you're really curious, just go down to the SEO. Is it the SEO chapter? Chapter 10. I just remember it was chapter 10, where we are going to talk about all this in more detail. But so if you're looking at it like replacing a press release, I mean, it's not totally replacing the press release. I always say you kind of do the press release for the dumb things that you know will run, right? But then essentially the blog post is for, it's basically like a pitch, but longer. Okay. And so you know that the press might not read the whole blog, but you just need something to link to. So it's like the same idea with the press release. Like, okay, am I really going to like, here, let's pretend this is my press release. Here, that's my press release. That, do something with that. Does this make sense to just have things on paper anymore when they're not? What's the point? I know it's not literally on paper. We email it, right? But what's the point of just something that doesn't live anywhere anymore? It has to, the stuff we do has to live on the web, a website for SEO purposes. So if you can do a press release, just somehow get it up on your website and have a link to it and then send that out as well with your pitch and copy and pasting your press release in your email. But then luckily, or hopefully there's a link for someone to go to so that this doesn't exist anymore. And we're working online now. Like really for a lot of clients, all that matters is their SEO. So we use PR to drive links, or not links, mentions online, which is now it's like maybe as important as a link. So we always do that. And so with blogs, if you're looking at just writing blogs and just foregoing the press release, that's fine. And what you want to make sure to do in the blog is to have it be newsworthy, impactful of, and just forget I said that. Okay. I mean, you could go back to learn what newsworthiness is. Just put stats and relevant trends in the blog post, in kind of like a bullet point. So you kind of think of it like a pitch. You're just opening up with a couple of paragraphs or one, and then you're sectioning it out and you've got relevant stats and numbers and percentages talking about something like X amount of people. I mean, I know when you think about numbers, you think about business PR possibly, but press loves numbers. So if you're thinking about health, X amount of people do this, X amount of people want to do this. So just throw some numbers in there and some bullet points. It looks like serious and not all about you. That's another thing. You don't want the blog post or anything, press release, anything to be all about you. And then the trends, and if you don't have stats, you could always just think about trends and trend spotting. and have your CEO or whoever kind of like highlight some upcoming trends that might be on the horizon or things that are happening now in this industry. And then you just send that out to the press. And in your pitch, you ask for three things in your pitch. Again, remember, pitches are kind of like proposals. Media pitches are kind of like proposals. You do your little pitch, you say, you know, open it up with a couple lines of not BS, but this is what we have here. This is what's happening. And then you're, and then direct them for more information. Maybe give them a little bit of enticement with a little bit of the goods, like some stats, and then close out by saying, if you think you're writing a story about this, link to this blog post. Or no, but don't direct them. Just say, if you're thinking about doing a story about this, link, feel free to link to this blog post, contact me for an interview if you want to dig deeper into the subject, And then there was one more thing. We do this all the time. I can't remember. Link, get it. Oh. Write an article. Duh. If you would like, you know, a customized version of this blog post or like something more in depth with one portion of this blog post, let us know. And we will write a customized article just for your publication. Okay. So you're just linked to this thing is the first task. Or interview. Or we will write an article for you. But you always have the backing of the blog post just in case, because ideally, kind of like for SEO purposes, the press is just going to be like, oh, I'm writing on travel predictions. I already was. And now I've got a blog post that talks about like something with that in relation to like millennials and how millennials are liking to travel now or something. Okay. I'm tired now. Talk to you later.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hi. Okay. So we're still talking about PR tools. There's not a lot. I keep saying we're still talking about this. I think that this is just a long chapter in my book. Okay. So press kits. Okay. They're not that important. If you guys, this is all listed in order of importance. And sorry, I'm doing weird things because the sun is in my eyes. And you know what? The PR, like the press release is like not even a tool, if you notice this. No, it is a tool. It's just not as important. Okay, so press kits. Okay, it really bothers me when people are told that they need to do a press kit right off the bat and they're new to PR, like their company's new. Don't just start with a press kit. I mean, just do some PR. I don't know if that makes any sense, but after reading this book, it does. And I think I'm just going to love those of you who totally get it and know what I mean. Just do some work. Okay. So, but now I'm done being bitchy. Not really, because I'm kind of like always am. Sorry. I watched Schitt's Creek last night. So I have some, I think, Alexis in me right now. I don't know. You know, she's starting a PR firm. Anyway, I think it's Friday. So, okay, I'm going to stop. So, okay, press kits. They're important if you have enough to say, number one. And so how you can, first of all, let's have them online. Okay. Now, if you're going to print it out and put it in a pretty folder and have it like in a cute presentation, that's fine. You can do that. But have it online too. And then if you're going to go to like a trade show or something, don't think you're all cool with like a thumb drive. Okay. Or a disc. You're not. That's not good because someone will lose it. That's not going to help anyone. Just some little dingy that might not even work in a Mac. Okay. Don't do that. Just have it online and you're good. If you're going to a trade show, you want, and you're a maximizer, you want to go the extra effort, do it, print it out, but print it. Don't just bring it in like a thumb drive. Okay. So if you're going to do a press kit online, so I actually call these virtual press rooms because you can actually go beyond the kit. So the press kit typically is just your typical like press release, press that stuff. But if you call it a press room, you can add more to it. So you've got your press releases, then you've got your press coverage. There's a difference because like anyone can write a press release. You want to show that you've gotten coverage, but you also want to show your press releases because actually sometimes you just write the press release just to be newsy and you might not even really get a lot of pickup on it, but you still want to look important and like you have some really important news and put it on your website for like fresh content. And then of course you could add your blog to that too, which is kind of not always so newsworthy, but still fun for culture and whatnot. But so your traditional press kit will have this stuff. First of all, you'll definitely want your general fact sheet about your organization. Then you want your general press release. Now, if you're a big organization or you have enough going on, this could be a rotating press release. So like your news, you're going to do a new big release on a new product or a new service, some rotating thing. And now if it's an event, you're doing a whole kit for an event, we call this the general press release. So it's just you're taking your fact sheet and expanding on it. And it's just generally listing the highlights of the show or the event. And then you're going to want in as supplement type pieces behind these other pieces, you're going to want your history or your timeline. Same thing, maybe. Top executives and board members, just insight, not only a little bio on them, right? Like a little bio on each of them with a headshot, maybe. You need like pull out points on what they can talk about. So if you're going to go to the trouble to do this, let's say you've got five talking heads. Let's make sure they're all talking about something different. And then they are the media source for something different for each of the five. And then you've got your list of products with descriptions, your list of services with descriptions, your list of partners, which means charities, sponsors, other partners with descriptions, or maybe like how you partner. Infographics. Those are good. Maybe those are like higher up in the list. Photos. We already talked about that. Duh. So like your virtual press room could have a whole photo gallery and that's like organized. So it's its own folder. Past press coverage, you could put that even in just a general kit. Like if you've got, you want to show off your good past coverage. And I think that's it. And just, yeah, you want to put it in a virtual press room. And if you feel like printing out some pieces for a big event or you're going to do a media tour in a big media market, bring some press kits with you. Okay. Talk to you later. So as we are rounding out our section on PR tools, we are going to talk about more fun things like press. No, I already talked about press kits. I do need my cheat sheet. I thought I had it memorized. Snail mail and media drops. We're going to combine those. Media drops and snail mail. Okay, media drops. This isn't even really a tool. It's just fun. But I mean, do it if you want. So this is just when you go around to the media and you drop things off, but like thoughtful things, not just junk. And you never try and make an appointment and you're trying to just drop off. It's like, you know, how when you go to a trade show and you have something that you get, but let's not do crappy things, you know? I don't do this anymore. I do not do media drops anymore. This is what we did at my first job at that PR entertainment firm that I worked at. That was so fun. And we did so much, but we did a lot of events. So we would go around and drop off something that would go with a pitch that we would print out. And so that's what snail mail is about too. So, well, anyway, so media drops. So like, yeah, if you have a product, you should probably send it to them, especially if it's not like a really expensive product. You should try and figure out how to send that to them. And that maybe isn't really a drop because you can't send it internationally or nationally. So I'm talking about like food that's a non-perishable, or you could even arrange for a perishable item to be shipped timely. But then that's something you would have to organize, especially if you're shipping an expensive product out. You need them to be there to receive it. And I know that the media is not supposed to take free products, but if you are, let's say you've got a new golf grip and you want some golf writers to write about it, you can see if you can send it to them and then they can say yes or no. And I think that a lot of them say yes, and then they write about it, hopefully good things if they like it. So that's an example. And then snail mail is just kind of a fun thing to say because, and actually the press told me this, that they get so many faxes that, or fax. Wow. They get so, it used to be faxes that they got. They get so many emails that if they find that they get something in the mail, it actually catches their attention. They don't get any mail anymore. So that's kind of a fun trick, is to actually mail things. And make it personal with a note that's handwritten, or even just on the press release that you're mailing, write a handwritten note. It's like, hey, thanks for considering this. And then the last fun thing I'll talk about is the telephone. Just don't forget we have it. I mean, I think that's, for me, it's another pet peeve when PR people are afraid to call the press. I mean, I don't call them that often. I mean, frankly, I don't really do a lot of this media relations anymore, but just don't forget we have the phone, and sometimes it comes in handy and sometimes you have to use it. Even if on the little thing in the media database, it says that they don't accept phone calls. I mean, yeah, try not to call them, but if they're not answering your phone, they're going to forget that they even said that they didn't want phone calls in the media database. So don't worry. Okay. We're done with this chapter. Yay.
Thanks for listening. For more PR insight, be sure to check out Amy's book, A Modern Guide to Public Relations, at prtalk.co. Also, please subscribe, rate, or leave us a review.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.